This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, January the 9th, 2025.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yo.
Watch it.
I kept doing that all day. That's one of my new things to do now. Instead of yelling at somebody in traffic, I'll just make sounds at them.
Right.
That's nice.
And I'll make the faces.
He'll fart
sometimes
into a steering wheel and go, ah!
You know what a fun one is to do if you don't want to flip somebody off a lot is do the five knuckle shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
And then the release.
Yeah, like from Hangover.
You mean like this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at her emotion.
No, that's going to get a different connotation if I do that. I'm not doing that to anybody.
And then that's what they...
It doesn't look when you do it, Paige, it doesn't look like what you think it looks like. It looks like somebody who's mad at themselves punching themselves in the face.
Oh.
I think turn the fist the other way. Almost like, who was it famous for holding the fist in the air? Trump, after he got almost assassinated. Put that fist in the air like you're about to protest or
like
something. And then shake it in solidarity, but towards your face.
Oh.
Oh, that'd be worse. Look, she's...
If you want to throw in the tongue on the other cheek, I always screw up.
I had it on the wrong one.
I'm thinking your point of view is my left, your right, blah, blah, blah. So I always do it the wrong way.
Or you put it in like a dip. It's right in the bottom lip.
Or you see somebody who does it.
Like this?
They'll make it move all around their cheeks.
That's like kind of what she just did.
Yeah. She's done it in that was no charade there.
That's what makes it gross when people look at it and they're like, oh, you did the release at me. Like, stop it. And I'll do it if I get the light and somebody else does it. Just kind of show off like.
Oh, okay. You're referring to just the traffic gesture.
Oh, yeah, especially up the road here.
Yeah.
There's a little turn signal you can get where everybody else has to stop.
Okay.
That's when I kind of brag a little bit like, hey, guess what?
Oh, you'll do it in a kind of like a Ric Flair strut. Like,
oh, yeah. Phew. I get them all. Make sure somebody's looking, too.
If I had a self-driving car, I would like half stand-up crotch chop people going down the road. I couldn't stand up all the way unless I had a T-top.
Or, you know, yeah.
Or I was in a limousine. Remember, the first time in a limousine, did you go through the sunroof?
Not like the chick on Hard Bodies.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I mean, she literally went through it, or?
Oh, yeah. Oof. She kept saying she's climbing the mountain when she was on the dude. I saw a compilation video of crotch chops, and it said the world was a better place when we did this randomly for no reason.
I mean.
I was like, it kind of was, I guess. Before terrorism. Sleeper cells.
Yeah, right. Before terrorism. But also, that was also a very, again, perspective. Like, according to, women, that was a horrible time for them.
Yeah.
So, not, you know, and that's the weird thing. Some women, but not all women. Paige, did you love the late 90s, early 2000s?
I love parts of it. I mean, yeah. I like the music.
I'm the same
and
way, and I'm a man, you know?
I mean, I like going. The club scene was there. It was fun. And then, you know, I love.
There was no racism.
It didn't really start till later.
There was no...
no, like political
What's the other? Sexual hatred. Orientation hate? None of that existed then.
Yeah. Plus, parents were real slow to catch on. Yeah. And maybe that's just how parents are. Like, I don't catch on to everything. But the crotch chop, they didn't know what that was. That's why you could get away with it.
Oh, well...
Now, it looked...
What could it have been? I mean, they knew. I don't remember... I was, of course, like, out of the house... of my parents' house by that time, but
it's true.
And I don't think I would ever crotch chop my mom.
Why not?
I might have did it toward my dad in fun, but he and I always had, like, I have a picture I showed Fat Boy one day of me. I don't know why my dad is washing his hair in the kitchen sink. I don't know why this is happening, but I get
because of the
it
nozzle
would have
problem.
Been my sister because my mom wouldn't have taken the photo, but I'm standing behind him with my hand, like I'm slapping, you know, the. Oh. This is my dad. And he's washing his hair in the sink. And here I am
what are you doing?
The, like I'm getting ready to lasso him or something. You know that move.
That's kind of fun.
God, if you saw that picture, he'd give you a lariat from hell.
Yeah, he would. No, he's in heaven.
Lariat from heaven. God.
So, well, yeah, the lariat from heaven.
What are you doing in the picture?
What are you doing? What, was something wrong? Your knee hurts? Both knees hurt? Upper thigh.
Are you trying to hang on for your fall? I didn't get into the full thrust like Triple H would do. I just kind of did the hands.
Yeah, you feel like you're going to like throw your back out if you like do it too hard. You know, like that. Save that for the bedroom like real time.
Ooh.
It's also fun to...
Two or three of them anyway.
If you got an oncoming person...
Not women, but pumps.
Oh, and you're okay. Sitting in the... sitting in, on the opposite side, you can just kind of start talking to people. And they do not know how to react. They just start, you know, are you talking to me? I'm like, yeah. Like, even if it's just real slow when you pass somebody. I'm like, hey, buddy, what are you doing? And they just kind of look.
We made fun of Al Sharpton saying it wrong. Now I don't know how to really say it. Peripheral?
Was it him?
I do not know how to say that word.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Here we go. This is your educational moment, guys. Because many of you probably suffer from this as well. Peripheral. Peripheral?
I say peripheral. I know it's not right.
No, it's not.
I don't know the word.
Anyway, you know that. You almost blind spot. You see something, but you can't really zoom in on unless you turn the head or at least the eyes. And if you're just sitting there and you see any kind of hand gesture, like I remember... recently, I don't know how long ago, I'm just sitting there looking straight ahead and I see a couple hand gestures and my first thought is, before I turn my head, is this son of a gun flipping me off or something? And I go over there and look and they're just like eating, like maybe maybe like popcorn style food, like, you know, little finger food sitting in the red light just like this. But in the right, I'm thinking, oh, are they over there punching themselves in the face like Paige would be doing or something? You understand what I'm saying from the...
Double punch.
You see a glimpse of it. You see a little bit of movement. Almost like the kid who called the other... The guy called the other day. He said when he was watching himself being worked on...
Oh, Michael.
Michael.
Yeah.
Who died three times in one day. He said he could see a dark, shadowy person standing beside him. But he couldn't see.
Though a texter did bring up a good point.
If they're dark, does that mean that they're evil?
Well, generally. Not only that, but, you know, if he has memory issues now, how the hell does he remember dying three times so vividly, which he did?
Man, I want to say if that really is, like, now I'm not second-guessing his story, but if that happened to you, like, that would be the most remarkable story you ever experienced, situation you ever experienced.
Especially if it's right after one another.
But what if you're in that, like, in between, and they're like, you have to go back. But there are no bills here.
Go
there
to
are
the
no
light,
debt.
Caroline.
Every house here is huge.
Like, do they, like, just push you out of heaven? Like, you said, no, look. There's great-grandpa over there, and I see the Crystal Sea. Yeah, that's another thing up there. With the S. S-E-A. That's the other sounds like a strip club. That would be in hell. The Crystal, that other Crystal Sea is down in hell. Ooh.
You seen the meme where the guy's getting kicked out of heaven, and he goes, "We saw what you did when you were 13. And you don't want to go, but they're trying to push him out of the gates."
Well, that's what I mean. You get up there, and you're almost dying, and they're like, "No, do you have a reason to go back? Go back." And you're like, "Dude.
Like, what's the reason?
This is awesome up here. It looks like Wizard of Oz, you know, the yellow brick road, but it's gold.
You have to go be a cog in the wheel. You have to go incur more debt."
And then Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, starts playing.
Good song.
We have awesome music in heaven.
And wonder when you fall back into your body. Like, here's my problem with this. Listen, this is real talk. If I get boosted down from heaven, like I'm almost dying, and they're like, "Oh, you're going to go back." And if it's like a push, or, you know, they say when you leave your body, you maybe feel the lifting up feeling. You know how they got that rubber band crap at the beach or the Gatlinburg where they'll shoot you up in it?
Oh, yeah, the slingshot.
Feels good going up, don't it? But that going down part, that's so I'm afraid they'd kick me out of heaven to go back down to finish my story or whatever. And then I'm screaming cuss words all the way down because I'm real scared.
It's like that movie City of Angels. Like, he really literally had to fall and crash.
Yeah. But then you, it's like they say in a dream, if you fall like from a... I've never had the dream where I'm on a skyscraper and fall off, but some have. The old story that if you hit the ground, you will die.
Have you ever had a dream where you're an animal?
It's like a campfire story.
That's kind of scary.
Guys, have you ever had the dream? No, man. All mine end in sex. You know, at that age.
Sometimes with women.
Yeah. You.
Like, are you ever an animal with your voice? Like, in your dreams?
I don't know.
You're a horse or a donkey?
I know people say that, obviously I'm talking about actual colors. Like, colors don't exist in dreams. But I'd say bullcrap to that.
You don't. Vivid colors.
Absolutely. I've had where colors were very visual and part of the dream in a way.
Yeah, they got to be, because you're not just going to stop seeing that stuff just because you're dreaming.
God, it makes me think of that Martin Luther King Jr. I think Jr. What was the Robin Williams, What Dreams May Come?
God. Never saw that one.
Oh, man.
Saw Patch Adams.
Great movie.
What a touching movie, and a beautiful movie, but a sad movie. But beautiful.
What's it about? He dies?
I can't say.
Okay.
Too soon.
I don't know if I know about that one, but
oh man, it's like visually stimulating, not like exciting sexually, but you know, it's like, oh wow, this is pretty, this is wild.
You don't want to trade spoiler for spoiler. Patch Adams, the girl he liked, she got killed by a crazy guy at the end.
I've seen that.
That was a real guy too.
They should have made a second version with Stephen Nichols, so it would have been cool. Patch from Days of Our Lives. Some of you old school hairstylists are popping for that one right now.
Again, it reminds me of a meme you shared with me yesterday about the guy with the eye patch.
Okay, so that was one of the... here's the problem with... You know how Jonas Salk gets all this credit for discovering or creating or whatever penicillin and then just giving it away? I feel the same way about people who make great memes. They may even put their little watermark on there or their that, but then people going to hijack them and put theirs over it. I've seen it. I've done it. But I
cut out the watermark.
I saw yesterday one of the most, what I thought was, I wouldn't even say classy, because it wasn't making fun of the situation. It was taking a real thing that happened and just putting a little pizzazz on top of it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it with pizzazz.
And it was a guy who was on TV's Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
Very famous show.
And he has a patch. And he said that awkward part where this guy wants to buy an eye. And it was so well written. Like, it was like, God, whoever that is, you deserve credit for that.
Oh, my God. Did you see
have a Wikipedia page?
Did you see where Pat Sajak's come back as a contestant?
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, but nobody stays retired. And I blame Ric Flair for it.
Oh, Lord.
Because people took a page out of it because he says he wants to wrestle one more match.
I know.
Even though they just had
it. But he also says very freely, and even when asked about it over and over again, are you really serious, Rick, when you say you want to die in the wrestling ring? Yeah, I am. What better place should I die?
God, it's real prophetic.
But also, like, more to the fact that we've often talked about how in that plane crash, in my opinion, Richard Fleer died and Ric Flair, the character, intertwined into one person. And he is Ric Flair. And that's all in his mind. He's a showman. He'd rather die in that ring than in a nursing home or something. Hell, I'd rather die in a wrestling ring than a nursing home myself.
I would too, definitely, from what I've seen.
When you go through something violent like that, it makes you think, like, oh my God, is this, could this be how it ends? Because that was painful. And it was, you know, traumatic.
Yeah. And plus, God, who was the one guy that was on the flight, and he was a guy that wore a mask, so his identity, you know, especially way back then, was not known, and he was on the plane. I'm not laughing, but I did, but I didn't mean it. He's on the plane, and he leaves the scene of the plane because he didn't want to be there when the authorities came, because it would break kayfabe. It would let people know that... I want to say, and if you want to Google it, I want to say it was Dirty White Boy. That was a wrestler's name. I've known several of those in my life. Wrestlers, not Dirty White Men.
Oh, boy.
No. There's only one. Only one. Dirty White Boy. I think that's who it was.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it in time.
I know. How do you Google that? Who was the other... Well, maybe who the other wrestlers were. But anyway, that to hear somebody say that, if it was any other... Now, I'll tell you this. Now, this is interesting. I actually just found this out the other day because he's one of my... I don't use the word idols for men or women, but one of the greats, and that is Red Fox, Sanford's son, Fred Sanford.
Oh, I got the list. Okay.
And he died on the set of a movie or a TV show that he was on.
It's like John Candy died during the filming.
Yeah.
Like his Wagons East, maybe? I've got Johnny Valentine was on it.
Yeah.
Bob Ruggers, Tim Woods.
Tim Woods. But I think his wrestling name was Dirty White Boy. I want to say.
Mr. Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
He was on there too. Let's see. Tim Woods. Let's search.
I think that's who that was. He was under a hood, the way they called it then. We call them masks now. I don't want to say under the hood. That's what they would say in the indie world anyway.
Looking back, David Crockett was on it.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the pilot died. But yeah, Mr. Wrestling.
That's who it was.
That was it.
Wasn't Dirty
Well,
White
he shouldn't
boy.
Be listed on there twice. People don't know.
They're going to think more people are on there in the future. They're going to say, why is it there was 8 people on this plane? New conspiracy theory.
He died in 2002.
Mr. White Boy?
Yep.
I mean, Wrestling?
Mr. Wrestling.
Mm. Today we remember your name, Mr. Wrestling.
George Burrell Wooden. Excuse me. It was also Mr. Wrestling and Tim Woods.
You do a good James Brown. Get up on the good hood.
Get my money.
Get up. That would be a great alarm clock. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up. You know one that was really scary was the rock clock, but you had to leave your phone unlocked for it to work, like all night. And mine, like, automatically locks.
And it would be Dwayne Johnson telling you to...
Get your candy ass up.
Oh, really? You smell what your mom is cooking for breakfast. Get up.
It'll play his music on there. Like, you know, rock's music's pretty, like, it grabs you from the beginning.
Yeah.
Just waking up to it, be like, oh, no. You'd have a heart attack.
That can be alarming. The way I have mine set up, it's, I think they call it cresting or crescendo, some C word. And it'll start off real light. But then the longer your ass lays there and don't scream at your speaker box to shut up or give me 5 more minutes, it will progressively get very loud.
Get it!
Get on up! Get up! So, it's Thursday, as I previously mentioned, in case you missed it. Spoiler alert. It's Thursday. First time this calendar year, an all-new Facebook Fussin'. We're going to try something, and this is where you on the text line can help us out, for real. Because I know, like, truly, don't tell the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour listeners, but y'all are my favorites because you're up early working hard. And if you listen to this on the podcast, I think a little less of you, but those that are up working hard right now. If and when you watch the Facebook Fussin' live video stream, which platform do you watch it on? Because of weird algorithm, I think.
Yes.
Reasons we need to go with one, and then share it out later on the others. Because going live on all of them, you've got so we have like four chats going on at once, and there's only three of us. We don't even have one per chat that can watch over it.
I know where I would lean, but.
What?
I don't know if it would. I would think YouTube
politically
would be
it's the left, but what about this?
No, it ain't. I would think YouTube would be the easiest.
Really?
You could. Just,
I mean, I don't know. I don't go into not. I don't go watch a lot of live streams. I watch stuff like I guess afterwards. I guess, but
it just seems like you don't have to log into it, and you can just like find it real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know though. I'd probably tell you, you know, that, and it says, "Well, that's not right." It's not the right one to use.
You're going into Trump and then out of Trump. It's not right. It's not the one to use.
It was like facetious Trump.
Text in which one you prefer, or if you know any stuff. Not that you know any stuff. What am I saying? Which one you watch it on prefer. We'll go with majority. Plus, Fatboy gets 5X on his votes.
Yeah, we can't use that.
And his T-shirts. I'm sorry. It was right there. I had to take it.
I did it to myself for 20 years.
Oh, come on.
I set you up for it.
What, college did that to you? All right. Fussing coming up around 7:30, the live stream. TBA, we'll tell you which one is going to be on here soon. But first, Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, this actor is upset because she caught her boyfriend cheating on the same celebrity dating site that, ironically, is where they met in the first place. I'll get into that scandal next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh,
wow.
Cheating on an app? I'm going to say Facebook. And they got a joint account, and they're celebrities, so it's not believable. But
well, is on there. But is the app only for celebrities? Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's one of those invite-only kind of things.
Hey, you got a following? Jump on here. Which could be full of influencers by now.
But if you're on a celebrity dating app and then you found Mr. or Mrs. Right, you're kind of still going to keep it because you had access to it. And if this doesn't work out, you're like, oh, I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah, you can't get it back.
Okay, it's weird. All right, we'll talk about whoever this is next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Hazel McHugh. And we begin with this, a little bit of a story, if you will. Lily Allen and Stranger Things star David Harbour, they broke up after 5 years being together.
God, I don't know who the hell that is. I mean, I'm disconnected from all that stuff. I don't, Fat Boy. You know how my brain works.
Yeah, Lily
Stranger
Allen.
Stranger Things. If he's not the pudgy kid,
he's the
or
dad.
11. I don't know any of them.
He's 11's dad.
He's, oh, okay, Sheriff Hopper.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a slight beard.
Yeah.
Yep, I've seen that guy.
He's also the new Hellboy.
Lily Allen, singer.
Yeah, British singer, had a couple hits. I'm gonna say early 2000s.
She's pretty.
Maybe.
So this is what happened. She caught David cheating on the celebrity dating app Raya. So that's where they met in the first place.
I wonder how hard that is to... Can you even look it up? And, yeah, I mean, this. Well, yeah. Definitely says private. So I just wonder what the metrics are as far as who they look at and what you like... Oh, this person's got 50,000 followers, but I don't know who they are. Like, do they extend them either way?
I bet you 90% of it comes from the talent agencies that handle them.
Yeah, it's got to be, because I've heard comedians say, not really famous comedians, but ones that I guess are like middle acts that go to these clubs, a lot of them won't book them unless they have like a social media presence of like a 500,000 TikTok followers, which I don't think is that hard to get.
No, really? I mean, I don't know.
Like, to get 500,000 Instagram followers would be very difficult. But I think there's so many people on TikTok, and you get them so fast.
Yeah.
That it's easier to get there quicker. So then they'll start booking them, like, okay, he's got a 500,000 followers.
That's the good thing about Instagram and Facebook. Like, now, granted, for years it wasn't, but they went in and, like, blew out a bunch of their the fake followers, not bots, but you know the thing where you used to could buy likes or whatever, follows. Like, oh, I've got 500,000 likes, but you look at their pictures and they've had like 12 comments. It's
like, these Russian bot kind of farms. Limited. Taking our money.
Yeah.
They'll still advertise that way too. Hey, these are guaranteed engagements, you know, real followers that will follow you back. Just pay us like $50 a month. But it ends up being like you're talking about, just they're not.
Yeah. Plus, what are you going to... You're going to go to the authorities. Hey, they quit liking my pictures. Sir, we can't sue Vietnam. Or country of your choice.
Can't do it. We do not have jurisdiction in Bangkok.
About Vietnam a moment ago made me think of that.
If you go to Ray's website, there's just a black bar.
Wow. They don't accept everyone?
You can click on it, but...
Oh, I see.
You can't just, you know, really log into it.
Unless you have the secret...
Mark of the Beast? Is that what the word you're looking for? You have to scan the palm of your hand. It's like, oh, you're one of us. Come in. I didn't see your SAG card.
That's a bestiality dating site.
No, it's not. Nope. I don't look at being Mark of the Beast either, guys.
Hey, I'm a brown cow. I go by the name of Otis. I live on a farm. I got cool hair.
You and Otis.
Is he a red heifer, Matthew? That's a sign.
That's a sign. So Lily, according to this, joined Raya and pretended to be looking for women. That way she can cross-reference them with ladies David follows on Instagram to determine who is he talking to and who is he seeing.
It's got to be somebody of note then, which makes you curious who it was. And they've been together a long time. I thought they were married.
5 years.
See, I was thinking it was longer than that.
Do you think, take this with a grain of salt. This is maybe like half serious and half kind of trying to be funny. But, you know, again, especially women in America love mysteries. They love the murder mysteries they really love, but just they love mysteries. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the old novels that they would read. A little bit of romance, a little bit of Fabio on the cover. And, like, she could, with the money, could have hired a private investigator or whatever. Like, private investigators now don't just mean some jerk-off going around eating donuts sitting in front of houses all day. Like, it's internet sleuths and stuff. Why? But she was the one to go in undercover and solving it herself.
Yeah. She wanted to know. Plus, did she confront, you know, whoever?
Sit you down and say, look, yes. I know you're talking to other women, so I'm done. But that's a lot. I mean,
what did she say to Doja Cat when she found this out?
Well, she says she's devastated, is what she said, and she
will never know.
I'm giving him way too much credit.
She says she hasn't looked at anybody else since she met David. She's been faithful to him, and he's not. But you know, it is what it is. If you're dating someone, and I want to ask you guys this: is there like an unwritten rule with guys that you have can't talk to other men once you're dating somebody, or
other men?
Well, I mean,
the girls,
or no, if you're like a female and you're talking to people, that means you get off Facebook, you get off Instagram, you don't, because that's where you meet all kinds of people. But I said, I think being on a dating site specifically, you're searching for something, right?
Oh yeah, I mean that particular one for sure. Like, you're wanting to cheat, but also with someone who's on your level.
So you're looking for, you know, maybe the same or better.
Yeah.
It's weird how you get all the rules. Like, you know, we're dating, but can't talk to certain people. Like, they'll have a list. Like actual people, like their names. Like, you can't talk to so and so, this person or that person.
But in that at that point where you can't trust anybody, it's better to just be alone.
Amen. God bless.
That is the way I see it. I'm so tired of games and like you be you and I'll be me and I'll go home and I'll be happy and you be miserable in your life because. No,
not you. No, I'm just saying I would interject that.
I just don't have time.
People can't do it that way, though. For some reason, they just got to. No. They love the drama.
You just talk to all the people that you want to talk to. But if you want to. See, my life has changed. So if I'm living in the moment, I'm not worrying about what's happening tomorrow, what happened yesterday.
You can tell it's the first of the year.
No, this happened before Christmas. I was just trying to change my life. Because I felt like I was missing out on good times, just trying to make everybody
else happy. No, it's on Tubi.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, all 8 seasons are there. Dynamite!
Yeah, yes.
I get what you're saying.
Money! Yeah.
That is one of the hardest things in the world to do. Absolutely it is.
Well, when you figure it out.
I'm working on it.
I'm still on my journey. Tell my story.
I am a work in progress.
Oh,
every
God.
Every single day.
Oh, you and Alan Jackson both.
I am.
Just be patient.
If I don't text you back or call you, it's not that I don't like you.
But know that you're something because God doesn't make no junk. He did for guys, but not women.
He did.
Yes.
You got
Paige, that was very interesting what you said there. Fat Boy totally picked up on that.
Yep. Just because I don't talk to you doesn't mean I don't like you.
Yeah.
It's a good indicator,
you know what? I've been told that before.
Which is BS.
Why? I mean, God, it is. Like, maybe it doesn't come from BS, but that's the way it sounds. Like, you know.
I mean, look, if we're being honest, the whole just if I'm talking about you means I like you. Like, no, it don't. That's BS, too. That means you're an easy mark or, you know, somebody really likes to make fun of you.
In my world, in my way of thinking, in only radio way of thinking, I feel that way. I absolutely do. Like the other day, somebody sent a message and said, I can't believe you mentioned Love and Hudson on your show. And I'm like, why? I listened to them on the way to high school. Like they were.
I got their mug in my office.
They changed office. Like radio in this area in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah. I went to buy low every CD drop. Got them all.
You had them on CD. I had the tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I heard that Susan B. Anthony Jones passed away recently. So, God be with her and the rest of the B. Anthony families.
God, I'm such a dummy. I really thought Danny Ford was coming on Love and Hudson. Like,
Danny Ford. It was trickery. That was, don't forget Strom Thurmus.
That
was a legend.
I remember that.
That was
Strom Thurmus.
Yeah. And that was before the internet, where everybody could steal everybody else's ideas. So, I mean, they were really on the forefront of that stuff.
Yeah.
On the backside of that stuff, Fat Boys.
Shout out Roxanne Walker and the whole crew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Roxanne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she doesn't like me.
Oh, come on.
Remember, I used to do the TV show with her.
God, I forgot about that. We all mixed up with, you know.
What happened?
Various different people.
They put us on knowing how I leaned politically and how she did.
Yeah,
and
it was, I get that.
It's striking.
On an entertainment show, for some reason, they wanted to, you know.
Well, that show's no longer on, so that might be really the
tell you something.
The production cost of going upstairs to record it was too much, I guess.
I know, and I never bought a Michelin T-shirt any time during that.
You did not?
Gift shop. A gift shop for entire store. Hey guys,
you really
see this hat I bought at the Firestone store?
You're it's fucking so
awesome. He got a gift shop. So
he made out of old tires. Sucks when you're wearing it when it's real hot.
Oh my God.
Man, dang it.
God, man, we got a the NFL's got a backup plan for the Rams and the Vikings. We'll talk about that because you know that's. It's the Rams' home game. They won their division.
Oh, yeah.
So they get a wild card home game. But there's some stuff going on in California right now.
Oh, yeah.
Might threaten the game. So you're probably saying to yourself, where it's going to be if it catches fire?
Tijuana.
And we got that answer. God, you can imagine Mexicali hosting an NFL playoff game. Surrounded by the cartels. The Juarez, not the Trinidad Aragua's.
God, what if it's like something goes down and like, oh, I'm not going to say that because that sounds like doomsday talky dystopian stuff. But, like, what if you're like, you go to another country for a football game, and then while you're there, something happens where they literally close the border? And you're stuck in the stadium with like 80,000 other people. They're in a turmoil internationally. Ah, that's a movie. Write it up.
It's like Arne Anderson used to talk about the war games they do, you know, when people are trying to climb in the fence to fight them.
I know.
God.
And some of them didn't realize there was a roof on those fences either. Big dummies. What's up, Lamont? We're going to take a break and come back. Sports. Good morning.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history, this Miami Dolphins quarterback won his last career NFL game, beating the Seahawks 20-17. This former Dolphins quarterback almost went to Clemson to play baseball.
Daniel.
Dan Marino. I remember him saying that he ended up choosing Pitt because obviously he's from Pittsburgh and didn't want to be homesick. But that's what I remember seeing.
I wonder who he's close to, his mom or dad.
I want to say his mom.
Or maybe a girlfriend he had.
He always talked about dropping his laundry off and just the comforts of being home.
Yeah.
Which they were pretty good Pittsburgh teams he was on too. So, but he would have been on some good Clemson teams too. Anyway.
God, that wouldn't have... Well, wait a minute. He was a rookie in 84?
Yep.
So he... He could have been like a sophomore on the 81 National Championship. Junior, or maybe a sophomore. Yeah, wow.
Look at that, man.
But that could have been the butterfly effect, you know? It might not have made Rodney Williams play quite as hard or whoever it was.
See, that's the thing. Is like you're always...
Is it Rodney Williams on 81?
I believe it was.
Okay, look at me.
You know what? Something. Was it that's Fuller? Good.
It's, wow, that's sliding.
Fuller or Williams?
I thought that was tone on it.
That wasn't.
Somebody text me. I should know this.
You know more than I do in sports.
Oh, well.
Well, that's not saying much. It's not slighted.
What's somebody text in about?
I mean, it wasn't Homer Jordan, was it?
It wasn't Rico that texted in. Homer Jordan?
So I'm trying to. Like, oh! I should know it.
Homer
but.
Jordan looked like Michael Che from Saturday Night Live. If you remember him.
I might even be wrong. Like, I just don't, you know.
That's sad that you can't remember that.
I know. I feel like I should know it, but man, but I forget stuff more so now than I ever have before. Especially when it comes to ball stats and whatnot. Let's see.
Wow.
Let me pull up a roster right here.
Well, don't laugh, Paige. They get longer the older you get.
Homer Jordan.
When it comes to ball stats. Kind of, it was Homer Jordan?
Yep.
God.
Perry Tuttle was on that team, too.
Oh, of course. I met him same day I met... Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Oh.
And Johnny United, same day. You know, man. What a,
wait.
True story, yeah.
Did Johnny U still have the same haircut
yes.
when he was older?
Yes, like the Howard Cosell haircut. Clearly a...
probably wore the black cleats, too.
Yeah.
You'll be shiny. I don't
Johnny
know.
High Tops.
I don't know how he sounded. You'll be shiny for you. Back when.
He had a little twang. I mean, that sounded dirty. I didn't see his twang, in fact. I heard it, and there was a slight twang there.
So with the threatening wildfires SoCal, the game between the Cardinals, or excuse me, the Vikings and the Rams might get moved to Arizona where the Cardinals play. The NFL is going to make a decision here, I think today or tomorrow.
I thought it was Atlanta.
And you know what? It's weird because – I guess they feel like the Rams still have an advantage they earned if they put it close to them as possible.
Yeah.
Or make them not travel as much, but it's still not their home stadium. I mean, it's a division rival. This makes it like you would think they would want to get as far away as possible. But well, I guess that's far enough.
Yeah. Even for, I mean, not being facetious, maybe, but like even for air quality.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to a stadium and then there's, man, I'm not making fun of the situation, but just the think about it, you move to a stadium down the road, but the smoke is still blowing into that stadium.
And the game's not until Monday night. So.
Good, let's take it indoors, maybe. Something with good ventilation.
That's what's weird about the SoFi Stadium. It's kind of outdoors and indoors. It's got like some big blow through, I guess you could say, but it's covered.
Yeah. Like a breezeway.
Weird stadium designs, man. Like the Intuit Dome.
That was about to say, like, how far away from all this is that? Because they were just there Monday night, and now, Like, I follow Halle Berry, the great Halle Berry, on Instagram, and she showed a picture of her neighborhood, and I'm like, Jesus Christmas.
No, flames everywhere.
Santa Ana winds. Pick it up and take it somewhere.
Santa, you're supposed to go home. You did your work. Now leave.
These stadiums, I think, are pretty close to each other. I think they're all in Inglewood, right?
God.
I know SoFi Stadium is right where the Forum is, and I think Intuit Dome is close to that, or not too far away. I don't know California.
I don't either.
So when you do these bits talking about your roads, I don't know.
I know Mulholland Drive. I went there in a limousine, no less, which sucked, believe it or not.
You went to Compton in a limousine.
Went to Compton in a limousine. God, what an experience. What? Everything literally was behind bars. I mean, like in the convenience store, and the guy in the gas station was like plexiglass, the thickest plexiglass you ever saw in your life.
Kevin Costner's from Compton.
I saw him. I did.
He saw him out on the road.
He gave me the one finger as we went by. Not the middle, but just like the little toot. Like, hey, I saw you. What's up?
Way up out of here. Whoever would have guessed Kevin Costner would be from Compton?
Well,
I would guess he'd be from the Midwest somewhere. He probably wishes he was.
Like from a cornfield? He just emerged like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
As much as he
from
loves
from a cornfield. That made sense. It would be a cabbage field, damn it.
Cabbage field. Corn Patch Kids. God, why didn't that be the
why wasn't
knockoff?
That at?
Yeah. Where were the Corn Patch Kids? Just like you had, you know, GoBots knock off of Transformers.
Yeah, somebody told me the other day it was not a knockoff. They were similar price. Similarly, God, this is what you get. They always say, if you make fun of people, it's going to come back to get you. And we make fun of the, and we're making fun of someone of the cloth, but the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Oh.
The words, I say Kardashian like that all the time now.
I say Hubris.
I say Barber Crew.
If I say Chipotle, I'm not talking about Chick-fil-A.
Oh my gosh.
No, he's talking about Chipotle. What do you want to do here? I know we got fussing coming up, but I kind of want to talk about the stuff in California.
This is like the biggest it's ever been, they're saying.
It is, and like I have to, okay,
massive.
A couple questions just throw out there to people that might know or just what I was thinking about. How is it that insurance companies can drop you because they're saying, again, I don't know how verified it is. I saw it on X. Who knows? It said that several of the big-time home insurance companies are dropping policies. But then I also want to say, this happens every year. Now, granted, this is the worst so we've seen or blah, blah, blah. But I would not live there after even the one 5 years ago or 4 years ago. Like,
that was one of the reasons why my mom moved.
Good on your mom.
Because
she got you out. That's why we moved Poe Mill.
But there are people that think, you know, all this could have been avoided.
From Poe Mill.
I don't know if it could have or not.
I don't understand it. I to the point where it's like, how does it keep happening every year? But then you've got, I don't want to turn it political, but then the governor is like going with these environmentalists who are like, no, don't clean up these forests. You leave them in their natural state. But you've got the firefighters saying, no, you're literally like laying the beginnings of this out to start.
They fight their controlled burns out there.
And does it go back to gentrification? And does it also, why can't we have drone fire trucks or whatever? I know that they have the helicopters that can fly. I'm talking about drones. If we can make the WWE logo with like a zillion drones, fill about half that full of water and save a person.
But then it looks like so insignificant when it drops a little bit of sand or a little bit of water.
But in this day and age, there's got to be some kind of foam or something they could spray that would just save something. It's like it's almost just started, let it go. It's like J6.
It just takes, you know, because when everything gets dry, it just goes up everywhere. You
well,
can't
what goes up
with the winds?
Must.
Go to break, I think.
Go to break. 1-800-774-0093. Fussing in 25 minutes. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.